You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? Good morning. What's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and daily podcast. I am your host, Fun Strong, new last name. Y'all probably thought, when she gonna stop saying that? When I get a new last name, that's when. Nah, that's the answer to your question. All right, but I got a few questions for you. Who are your friends? What do they help you do? Like, do they help you become a better person? Are they helping you become stronger spiritually? What do they help you to do? What do you help them to do? Do you help them become a better person spiritually? Do they help you become a better person spiritually? Who are your friends? And why are you hanging around them? Oh yeah, we kicking off the podcast talking about friends. How many of us have them? Friends. Someone we can depend on, let's be friends. Y'all know that song. What? Did I say the words wrong? Wait, friends. How many of us have them? Let's be friends. Ones we can depend on, let's be friends. Anyway, that's how the song go. Y'all go listen to the song. It's by Houdini. It's an old song. But y'all know I was just asking you questions about who are your friends and why do you hang around them. Maybe I should have asked or started off asking, do you call everybody your friend? Like, everybody your friend. Oh, that's my friend so-and-so. Oh, yeah, that's my boy so-and-so. Oh, that's my girl so-and-so. You know, you call everybody your friend. Or do you differentiate friend from acquaintance or associate or coworker or somebody you went to school with, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? Because I know many people who will throw that friend word around so fast. And I'm like, oh, friend, like this is a person that's been in your life. They know some things about you that other people don't know. They've been there for you. You know, when your car broke down or something happened, they came to the rescue. They've rescued you before. They've been there for you. They've challenged you. They have sharpened you. But let me not get ahead of myself. The question today is, friends, how many of us have them? And then who are they? And then how are they helping you become a better person? Proverbs 17:17 in the NIV version says, a friend loves at all times and a brother is born for a time of adversity. Now I know y'all probably like, Proverbs 17, I thought we was in Proverbs 27 for the scriptural Bible study. We are. But I just wanted to go back a little bit because there are so many Proverbs that reference friendships. And in Proverbs 27 today, there are quite a few verses actually about friends that stood out to me that I want to share with you today. I want to major on these today. That's what preachers be saying. I want to major on these three topics today, but nah, it's just a few. So in Proverbs 27, there are a couple of verses that talk about friendship. Verses 5 and 6 says, an open rebuke is better than hidden love. Wounds from a sincere friend are better than many kisses from an enemy. Y'all, you know, nobody likes to be corrected in the public, right? But sometimes, well, the Bible says here that an open rebuke is better than hidden love. Like, sometimes you have to openly rebuke somebody in order for them to transform or make a change. It says wounds from a sincere friend are better than many kisses from an enemy. See, you got to watch who be kissing you and who you be kissing. because they might not be your friend. They actually may be your enemy. And you may be looking at the friend as, oh, this person hurt me. Well, here in the Bible, it says wounds from a sincere friend are better than many kisses from an enemy. So you got to watch who you be letting kiss you, because they could be an enemy. They may not even be your friend. They could be an enemy, right? Because they don't challenge you. They just let you say whatever. They never correct you. They just kissing on you. You really be needing them to say something with their mouth, and they just kissing you with their mouth. Okay. You need them to challenge you. Verse 9 says the heartfelt counsel of a friend is as sweet as perfume and incense. Ooh, ain't nothing like a good friend that smells good. That's not what that verse is saying. I just thought I would add that in there. But it says the heartfelt counsel of a friend. Like when a friend comes to you from their heart and gives you counseling, you know, that's a good thing. It's sweet. It's sweet like perfume and incense. It's like when a friend really cares about you and they counsel you and they tell you the right thing to do. They don't just tell you the right thing to do from their mind. They tell you the right thing to do from the word of God. Now that's sweet. That's a smelling good kind of friend. Okay. Verse 10 says, never abandon a friend, not your friend, not even a father's friend. Never abandon a friend. And then verse 17, this is my favorite one out of this chapter. It says, as iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. These five verses give us wisdom about how to be a friend, how to accept others as friends. You know what I'm saying? Because how to be a friend, meaning if you need to openly rebuke your friend, that's better than hidden love, it says. Now, there are tons more wisdom in other chapters of Proverbs, okay, regarding friendship. And what I want to challenge you to do, because you're my friend. Some of y'all are my friends for real, but I want to implore you to grab a highlighter and go seek out the other scriptures that talk about friendships. There are tons in Proverbs. If you've been studying with us, you've seen them. But what I want you to do is take some time out to go back to those chapters that talked about friends and highlight and then write it down so that we can be wise on how to be a friend and then how to receive friendship. You know, because it would be a tragedy to miss out on the friendships that God designed for you because you weren't wise enough to recognize a friend or wise enough to stop hanging with certain friends who don't help you in your spiritual walk. That would be a tragedy. Like, for real, you know, God has certain friendships designed for you, but because you wasn't wise enough to recognize a real friend, you out here hanging with what you call friends and they not helping you with your spiritual walk at all. Dr. Tony Evans said in the study notes for Proverbs 27:17, we need friends who will challenge and sharpen our thinking, help us make good decisions, and help us hone our spiritual lives until they are razor sharp. Good friends work to rub off dull edges and make each other better. That's why we need ministries and churches that are full of men and women talking about more than work, the weather, and sports. Okay? I read that. I was like, okay, Dr. Evans, I feel you on that. We need to be talking about more than work, weather, and sports. Oh, yes, a hurricane coming. Like, that's all y'all talk about. We need friends, people that are going to challenge us, people that are going to sharpen our thinking, help us make good decisions, help us hone our spiritual lives until they are razor sharp. Verse 17 says, iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. What are you and your friends talking about? Over the last year, I did some reflecting on my friend circle, and I realized that many of my friends, you know, were cool and all, but they weren't sharpening me. Some were even making me more dull and more devilish in my actions, if I'm honest. All we talked about was sin, and I didn't even realize that until I actually took time to reflect. But when I looked at it for what it was, I was like, man, God, that's all we talked about. You're right. Like, God revealed those things to me as I began to reflect on these friendships I've had. And some, you know, some have been for a long time, but they weren't sharpening me. But we hang on to friendships because of time spent with people. But are they really sharpening you? Are they? What I'd like for you to do is take some time today and write down your friends' names on a piece of paper. You know, let's go back old school. Write your friends' names down on a piece of paper and reflect on what they bring to you and what you bring to them. So just make a little column. What they bring to me. What do I give to them? What do we talk about? Do we talk about clothes? Do we talk about shoes, hair, celebrities, social media, TV shows, entertainment, relationships, work, money, people, sex, politics, what's not right with the world, gossip, whatever it is, write it down. Write down what you and your friends talk about all the time. And then I want you to look and see if it aligns with Proverbs 17:17, where it says, iron sharpens iron. So a friend sharpens a friend. And the thing is, if it doesn't, make some wise choices today about your friends and whether or not you should have them. Friend, how many of us have them? Friends, ones we can depend on, let's be friends. Y'all remember that song? I was gonna play it, and I was like, I'm not playing this song. I'm not going, nope, but it's already in my head today. Oh, man, but y'all, seriously, though, as we wrap up, before I give you your assignments, really, really, really look at your friend circle, because what is that saying? We are the average of the five people that we hang around. Like, whoever you hang around, you are the average of those five people. You know, birds of a feather flock together. If you hang around wise people, you're going to be wise. If you hang around fools, you're going to be foolish. I know that was in Proverbs. But we have to be careful who we call friends. All right? All right, y'all. Here are your assignments for today. Number one, what did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with him this morning? Number two, what about your friends? What about your friends? Will they let you down? Will they stand around? Hey. I think that was TLC. And I probably said the lyrics wrong because y'all know I sing it loud and wrong. But number two, what about your friends? Do the assignment that I mentioned earlier about writing down the names of your friends, what y'all talk about, what they bring to you, and what you give to them, and how it aligns with iron sharpening iron. Are they sharpening you? Like Dr. Tony Evans said, are they challenging you? Are they sharpening your thinking? Are they helping you make good decisions? Are they helping your spiritual walk? Let me tell you something. If you got friends that don't help your spiritual walk, they ain't your friends. Okay? They not your friends. If you be like, man, I want to do this, and that thing that you want to do goes against God's word, and you don't have a friend that'll be like, hey, man, don't do that, man. You know that ain't right. That's not right. Like, if you don't have that kind of friend, if your friend be silent and don't say nothing to you or don't challenge you or your wrong thinking, that ain't your friend. They working for the devil. Okay? That's your enemy, to be honest with you. And I don't care if y'all been friends since you were knee high to a grasshopper. I don't know where that came from. Somebody used to say that a lot. But that's not your friend. That's actually your enemy. If your friend doesn't correct you when you are doing wrong, that ain't your friend. That's not your friend, boo-boo. That's not your friend. All right? And then number three, share this post. Share this message. Share the podcast. Y'all, come on. Share it. Y'all know y'all got some quote-unquote friends who need to hear it. Okay? That's what friends are for. In good times and bad times, I'll be by your side forevermore. That's what friends are for. All right, y'all. I'm out of here. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.